Welcome back in to Dining Out with News and Observer food critic Greg Cox. I am not owner of a lonely heart. I guess if I didn't have my food, I love that song. So thanks to our producer, Kaya Black, who is on the other side of the glass. And right now, this is the big time of the show because we have the hot list, and you have a topic every week that you have, Greg. If you have a favorite sandwich or a place, a sandwich shop, something you have, call us now, 860-WPTF. That's 860-9783 or toll-free 800-662-7979. You can join Beth in North Raleigh. Beth, hang on. I know you've been waiting patiently. We'll be with you in just a second. But we first, let's talk about some sandwiches, Greg. I love that.
Oh, I got some cool sandwiches. We'll start with the biggest piece of fish I've ever had on a sandwich. So it's really more than, it's enough for at least two sandwiches. And it's at a place in Apex called Skipper's. Really casual little sandwich, fried seafood place mostly.
I was going to say seafood when I hear Skipper's.
Wonderful, wonderful little place. Very friendly. And they usually use cod or haddock on the fish sandwich. And I tell you, it's like a good sized bun.
All right.
And the amount of fish, there's got to be 3 or 4 inches of fish sticking out of either end of the bun. You could double it up and have like a double fish sandwich. And the breading is really light. It's not the southern cornmeal breading. The owner is from New England, but we won't hold that against him because he makes such a fine fish sandwich. It's kind of a cracker meal, what they call a cracker meal breader, and it's wonderful. You can also get at the same place sandwiches with fried oysters, trout, shrimp, or buffalo shrimp, whole belly clams, which are hard to find around here. They have the clam strips that people are familiar with, but they also have the whole belly clams that are kind of, I guess you would say, the gourmet version of clams.